Let's go next to Mexico, where national authorities took away the weapons of an entire municipal police force. Mexico's federal government also took over security there. That dramatic move came after a dramatic crime. 43 students disappeared. Then a mass grave was found nearby, raising suspicions the students may have been massacred by police officers working for a local drug gang. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Guerrero, Mexico.
Macedonia Torres says her 21-year-old son, Jose Luis, begged her to let him go to the rural teachers' college in Ayotzinapa, Guerrero. He wanted to become a teacher and get a real job with good pay. He says he just couldn't spend his life working in the fields or selling corn on the cob in the streets like she does. Torres, who recently lost her husband, says she relented and let him enroll. Like the other missing students, this was his first year. Yesterday, dozens of the students' relatives gathered on the expansive patio of the rural school, which sits high atop the lush agricultural valley and poor farming households it serves. Chanting their demands to authorities, several family members yell, "You took them alive. We want them returned to us alive." This woman, who was too fearful of reprisals to give her name, says she believes the authorities are involved in the kidnapping of the students, including her 17-year-old nephew. She says the police should be out looking for the criminals instead of hurting innocent people. According to the state attorney general, the students were abducted by local police working on behalf of a drug gang. 30 people have been arrested in connection to the case, including 22 local police officers. Alleged gang hitmen confessed to killing some of the students and led investigators to the clandestine gravesite, where authorities recovered more than 24 bodies, most burned beyond recognition. Guerrero State has long been a hotbed of civil unrest and violence. Acapulco, its seaside tourist town, is one of the most violent in the country, while the state's mountainous regions are home to vigilante movements, leftist guerrillas, and ruthless drug traffickers. In an unprecedented gesture, President Enrique Peña Nieto addressed the nation yesterday, vowing to find those responsible for the disappearance of the students.
El Estado de derecho no cabe ante estos hechos de violencia que se han suscitado.
In the rule of law, there is no room for violent acts, said the president. Nor, he added, is there even the slightest room for impunity. Peña Nieto, who came into office 2 years ago pledging to curb the country's drug cartels, speaks rarely of Mexico's violence and has instead focused much of his energy on economic recovery and political reforms. If the missing students are found dead, this would be the most brutal massacre in recent years in Mexico. Macedonia Torres wants to know why her missing son and the other students were targeted. The college, filled with colorful murals of Mexican revolutionary heroes and paintings of Che Guevara, has long been at the center of many radical protests. But Torres says her son wasn't involved in any misdeeds, drugs, or gangs. She said he just wanted to get an education and not be a burden to his family. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Chilpancingo, Guerrero.